WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
It's been 2 weeks since remote learning began for about 295,000 students in traditional Chicago public schools. Teachers say it's hard to keep students engaged for long hours online while they support those who lag behind. This fall, reporter Adriana Cardona-Magigot is following a special education teacher who's helping students beyond academics. It's part of a new project from WBEZ's education team called 2020 Lessons. Adriana's here to tell us what she's learned so far. Hi, Adriana.
Hi, Mary.
Can you introduce us to the teacher you're following?
Yeah, I've been following Jessica Vega, a young teacher at Piccolo Elementary on the Northwest Side. The school is mostly Latino and Black, and 34% of students speak limited English. Vega is starting her third year there. She works with eighth graders who are expected to spend nearly 4 hours every day in real-time online instruction and more than 2 hours of learning activities. This week, Vega was extremely exhausted, more than she ever felt, she says.
The screen time, it is insane. When I mean tired, I mean mentally and physically tired. I'm not used to being sitting down for so many hours. As a teacher, I'm used to being up on my feet, walking around.
Even though she's so worn out, she's committed to putting that aside and being there every morning, ready to roll.
We've heard so many questions about whether students would even be able to log on. What's happening with Vega's students?
Vega says most of her students were able to connect this week. That's a big improvement over the spring, but there are still problems.
A lot of them have also expressed that they're feeling pretty frustrated with just technology in general. So their Wi-Fi is really slow, or it keeps crashing, or the computer keeps crashing, or the applications keep crashing, and they need a lot of support.
Sometimes she says she can't tell when her students are confused. Not all kids keep their cameras on, either because they don't work or due to their living situation. They don't feel comfortable with it on. This is the case for a lot of schools. City officials promised to give free high-speed internet to 100,000 low-income students. So far, about 33,000 students have signed up. But getting the free internet can get complicated for some, and others aren't eligible. CPS says it's considering expanding its reach.
It sounds like Ms. Vega is doing tech support while trying to teach. How is she able to help the students who are behind?
Vega says she learned a few lessons from last spring, and she's doing a few things differently.
Contacting parents directly, avoiding group messages as much as possible, giving them quick updates. Most importantly, something that I learned is just checking in with the families. Not as in, has the student done the work, but how is the family doing and how are the students doing? Because sometimes that has a lot of information as to what may be going on that can translate into the virtual classroom.
She also helps translate in English and Spanish for parents and other teachers. Her parents were immigrants, and she had to do a lot of that as a kid. Doing that now, as an adult, she has learned a lot more about the challenges immigrant families face, challenges that were amplified by the pandemic.
Life here is very different, and the expectations are very different, especially in education. The language barrier is very difficult sometimes to overcome, as well as when there's no one that can translate at the moment. Some families don't have housing, financial, food security.
Last spring, for example, one of her eighth graders, an immigrant from Guatemala, lost his mother to the coronavirus in May. Vega stepped in to help coordinate funeral arrangements and is now making sure her student is going to high school and has a stable home. But his future is extremely uncertain. Overall, this all takes a toll on teachers, but Vega is committed to supporting her students every day. How much of this can Vega and other teachers handle? I'll be checking in with her all fall and reporting on how she and other teachers are doing.
It's going to be so interesting to hear how they're doing this year. That's WBEZ education reporter Adriana Cardona-Magigot. Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you, Mary.